You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 2019 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. This is the fifth class in a series given by Brother Norm Fidel on the subject, Embracing the First Letter of Peter. This class is titled, After You Have Suffered a Little While.
Yellow sheet. It's the overview. We've gone through the themes of we've been born again. You are a royal priesthood. Likewise, you wives, and likewise, you husbands. And yesterday, class four, rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings. So, insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, rejoice. So there's a causal connection there. Well, the last chapter, last day that we have with each other, and after you have suffered a little while. So there's the connection. There's suffering and there's a before and after. God himself will restore, establish, and strengthen you. So that's verses 10 and 9. That's what we're about today. I do have a few comments to make. This is on the white one, on elder experience and suffering experience. Peter's exhortation to his fellow elders. That's what the verse is 5. His words draw from his own experience as a leader and overseer of the church in Jerusalem, an assignment from Jesus that Peter took to heart. All those verses. He would also keep in mind that he had once fled from danger and denied his Lord after insisting he was a fearless disciple. He would die before he would deny Jesus. So that's part of his makeup. Peter also had the transfiguration experience, and he waits to his second letter to actually talk about it. So if you're wondering what to do after this great chapter in the first letter, just go over to the second letter and treat yourself to the transfiguration. It's a great story. Now, responsibilities of elders. Quite different than what are revealed by Ezekiel, chapter 24, of the shepherds of Israel. So in that prophecy, they were so bad that God comes, I fire the bunch of you. You all go home. Here is how you should treat the people of Israel. They were false elders, false shepherds, and so on like that. Therefore, if you get that as the Old Testament background, when it says about Jesus that he is a shepherd and guardian of your souls, it's back in 2:25, it says, there's a lot entailed with that. Jesus himself is called here in verse 4 the chief shepherd. He's presented as a shepherd in Revelation chapter 15. So that idea certainly comes further than I am the good shepherd. It really is a significant role that Jesus has. It shows how he is in fact have a relationship with God. You know, he's subordinate and he submits there and also to the church body. So to the next to last paragraph there saying, here, when it talks about the submission of the younger, I think it's talking about their inexperience. It doesn't say that they're young people or such. And again, to the elders, it doesn't talk about their age so much as their experience. And I think it's true that Timothy, who's noted for his youth, and therefore young, he was an elder. He was one of the important elders. So you can do that. It's the experience. It's the mindset of what you do. And Peter has a great list. Here's what they are like. So when you're reading it or heard it read and applying it to yourself, I think it might be applicable to you. Because I would reason that these same characteristics are expected in all the members of the church. Brothers and sisters, remember, already priests, so we all could be in those capacities. That's our expectation. It's not there two or three people who do it. Now, I understand there's designations and there's qualifications, almost the same for the older women. But the thing is, everyone in the church, in the ecclesia, can do these things. They really can. That's part of the conclusion you come there. So just the last part, I'll be fairly quick here, is this suffering business, this experience, core things we've seen already in the letter, a fundamental thing in Hebrews 2, for example, and for us, Jesus is made perfect. He is perfected because of his sufferings. The end of the Hebrews never says, I know it's painful. It's not pleasant, but it yields this in the life of the person who is given the privilege to suffer. This is James chapter 1. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials and sufferings. In any other context, this doesn't make any sense. But in the Bible context and what it means about being a disciple, and now specifically an elder and then later on just being like Christ, it's exactly what we would expect, because this experience, this common experience, is what makes you strong and alert and ready and energy to the end, because you've been trained to be that way. So that's the great value with suffering. Just the last verse, why write to exhort and declare the true grace of God? Stand firm in it. And I think Cheryl is going to be reading for us, correct? Thank you.
So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is given to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those who are in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around you like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother, as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ.
Thank you. This starts your 10 minutes to do your individual exercise, write work, getting your questions ready to ask or present, and then we'll go in the groups. So 10 minutes for your work.